When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Going to Bandon Garda Station for this week's Garda Five, where I'm joined by Garda James Masters. Good morning to you, James.
Good morning, Patricia. How
are
you?
And I'm very well, and you're welcome to the programme. And we start with, and I hope this isn't going to be something that we will see more of heading into the summer months, but it's the theft of outboard engines in at Bantry Pier.
Yeah, that's correct, Patricia. On Sunday, the 14th of April, between 10 p.m. and 8 p.m. at the pier in Seafields in Bantry, unfortunately, there was three outboard engines taken during the course of the night from a pontoon. Now, it would have taken quite a amount of time to get these engines, you know, let's say into a van or a car, whatever the case may be. So I suppose we are appealing to witnesses, if they saw something unusual in that area during the course of the night, to contact Bantry Garda Station. I suppose we have a small bit of advice as well, as we know the weather is getting hopefully better, and people who have boats will be taking out more. Just through the Garda.ie website, we have a large amount of information in boat security, having boats and equipment. Just to read over a number of them, Patricia, just in relation to locking, using high quality padlocks and exterior boat hatches. Also high quality security hitch lock on a boat. Just in relation to storage, if people are storing the boat, make sure that the garage or the shed is locked. And obviously, if the boat is kept in water, try, if you can, use a marine with good security, good lighting, and with CCTV in the marina or around that area as well, Patricia, you know.
Yeah, and it that's what I was saying at the outset. It almost becomes an annual event, us here on the Garda File reporting outboard engines or something to do with the boat stolen. So people need to realise that not everyone is as honest or trustworthy as we are ourselves.
No, that's exactly it. And as I said, it's just small security measures. Even when you're finished with your boat, removing all equipment from the boat as well when leaving the boat, you know. And if you can, now I know, is some boats you can't, but take the outboard engine away and store it in a safe place, especially if you're away from the boat for, you know, a period of time as well, you know.
Okay, we want to go back to last Monday, the 22nd of April. You're looking for witnesses who might have seen activity in the Carrignamar area.
Yes, Carrignamar area. So during the afternoon of the 22nd of April, a house near Carrignamar was broken into, unfortunately. They gained entry through the back of the door. Two males were dropped off and picked up by a dark-coloured BMW 520, Patricia. Now, there was an amount of jewellery taken at this time, and we are, I suppose, appealing for people, maybe if they were in the area with dash cam, or if they did see a dark-coloured BMW taking off at speed, or three males or two males entering it, then please contact Fermoy Garda Station with any information.
Okay, and the change scam, that's back again, and you're seeing it in various parts of the county.
We are. I know my colleague, the last occasion, spoke in relation to it. A few more incidents since then, Patricia. I suppose what we're hoping to highlight to business owners across North Cork and West Cork in relation to change scams. We've had a number of incidents in West Cork, as you know, Skibbereen, Bandon, Clonakilty and also Youghal. In these incidents, both male and female, or a female and male in separate occasions, enter a retail outlet and have Euro notes changed into different denotations. The suspect then causes a distraction or confusion and leaves with extra cash, unfortunately. I suppose what we're looking at there really is that if business owners are listening, that they're talking to the staff in relation to it, especially maybe staff that are brought in for the summer, maybe that aren't as experienced, you know, they could be caught out, and it can be embarrassing at times, but it's important to tell them to slow down, you know, keep the cash to one side, and if they have any questions, to contact the manager, because these people are very good at it, you know, and they make it look very easy as well, you know, and it's just to make sure that people are aware of it.
Yeah, and you're right, they'll have a tendency to target some of the younger workers. They'll also have a tendency to target a shop that they know is about to close when, you know, people are doing the last bits and bobs and just, you know, they're in a bit of a rush because they want to get out the door and they want to get home themselves. It might have been the end of a busy shift. So they're clever in the way they target stores. But I know a number of years ago, speaking with the shop owner who had been done on one of these change scams, and he was done himself, and he always thought he was a shrewd man. He said it was only when he looked back on the CCTV, he couldn't believe how quick and how clever these guys were. So he ended up putting up a sign saying, you know, we don't offer change. And he said it's only if they know somebody and it's a local person that they'll do it. But, you know, you're within your rights to talk to your staff and say, if someone you don't know comes in with €100 note and wants you to break it down into tenors, to say, sorry, we don't offer that service, go to a bank.
100%, yeah. And it's happened myself, Patricia, and as I said, it does stop an awful lot of these as well. And look, people are nice and they're trying their best for the people, but unfortunately, you know, you have a few people that do come in, and as we said, they are very clever what they do. They can, you know, it doesn't have to be an 18-year-old coming in after college working in a shop. It could be, you know, a 6-year-old man that owns a business as well, that can be caught out as well. So, you know, there's nothing to be embarrassed about as well, but just to take their time or refuse it if they're not happy, you know.
Yeah, and just be aware they are out and about and they do travel. You know, they could be in West Cork today, they could be in East Cork tomorrow, they could be in North Cork, they could be in the city. They do travel around. It's almost their job at this stage, so do be careful. Now, earlier today, I actually was speaking with Marie Mulholland of the domestic abuse group in West Cork. We were just talking about housing and the effect that it's having on domestic violence services. You've got a special day coming up on the 3rd of May.
3rd of May, yeah. I suppose what we're hoping to highlight the Friday week, the May the 3rd, National Day of Domestic Abuse. We'd like to ask maybe members of the public as well as our own Gardaí to show their support by wearing or baking or drawing something purple. I suppose we encourage every victim not to suffer in silence. As you know, we have an extremely dedicated protective services units, not only in Cork City, but now North Cork and West Cork, and they are actually specially trained to deal with victims of domestic violence, Patricia. Everything would be treated with confidence and sensitivity, you know. I suppose any listener that out there, you know, even now, that feel they may be a victim of domestic violence, male or female, or if they know of anyone that may be a victim, then contact their local Garda station at Bandon or wherever, any Garda station. And as I said, we'll be treated in a professional manner.
Yeah, please reach out because there is help available. Listen, James, thank you for that. Have a lovely week.
Thank you.
And thanks
you
for joining us.
Bye-bye.
That is Garda James Masters, who joins us from Bandon Garda station.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.